What is good? I'm Andy Malfrina. It's tunnel time. Oh, man. What is up? What is up? What is up? What is good? We are here. This is No More Heroes. I'm Andy Malfrina. How the fucking hell are you? It was a big day. It was a big day today. I don't want to get too... Let's wait a second till people start getting in, hopefully. But it was a big day today. It was a big day. Dude, I woke up. Because here's the reality of this. I was thinking about this. Am I addicted to Twitter? I don't know. I don't know about addicted. Maybe, you know, do I go to it a little too often? Probably. But there's a reason. There's a reason I head over to, technically X.com, but if you type in TWITTER.com, it takes you to the same website. So, by my estimation, Twitter.com is still an active website, and it's Twitter. And also, X sucks. I was on the fence about it, but X fucking sucks. Anyway, so a lot of times it's a fun app to be on. It's a good time, and I think that's why I may go to it a little more than I should. But, you know, at some point in the morning, sometimes it might be a little bit, before, maybe a little, some people might look at that as a little too early, but, you know, it's like, sometimes you just know you're going to open that and it's going to be gold. It's going to be gold. And the world and the stars are going to align in a way that is just going to fire the internet up. Like, do you remember when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock? Now, I hated to see that. As a man who grew up loving both men, Will Smith, big deal to me. You know, coming up, just who doesn't like the Fresh Prince? I was actually a huge fan of his raps, like a big fan. Like, I was a decently sized fan of his raps. And, I loved the hell out of him. Chris Rock, loved his stand-up, watched a bunch of his specials, loved his movies, all that. So to see them, getting an altercation at the Oscars of all places, you know, just a big event like that, to see that go down, it was a bummer. It was a bummer because you knew Will Smith was, his wife's giving him the side eye. I watched a whole video about it. The man is tormented, to say the least. The man is tormented. He's got Jada looking. You know, a lot of people want to knock Jada, and she did have that weird Fat Joe moment. But I say this, you know, not everyone wants to get in on the short hair. We have our specific parameters of what is an attractive female that some people subscribe to. Too tightly, I would say. I don't do that. Go watch Gotham. Go watch Gotham. Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge for you. Watch Gotham and don't get bricked up by Jada. That's the new challenge. That's the new internet challenge. Film it for TikTok. Do a dance. Jada Pinkett Smith. Lovely lady. Will Smith, confused and emotional, can get easily swayed in one direction on his behavior in that moment. Tragically slaps Chris Rock. Now, tragic moment for a lot of people in my age range, for a lot of people like that. Very tragic moment. Just sad, sad, sad all the way around. But I got to say, for the next 3 days, Twitter had to have been the most entertaining it's ever been. It was kind of nuts. It kind of like shook my perspective on what us as human beings value in this life. Because there was like, there's always something going on. There's always some, you know, darker complexion race getting bombed by us. There's always, you know, two groups you can't understand fighting. There's always something awful happening. And people are like, that can wait. Because Chris fucking Rock got slapped by Will fucking Smith. And it was fucking nuts. And it was disappointing, but it was exciting. It was exciting. It was an exciting 3 days of Twitter. And that, it's good, dude. You know, because here's my thing. I'm here to do a lot. I'm here to do a lot on this earth. You know, I do Drag the Lake. I want to talk about music. I want to make, you know, I want to make jokes with my friends. I want to get on here and I want to talk about some politics. Hopefully, you know, change some minds, kiss some babies' heads, do stuff like that. You know, just hopefully make the world a better place. But what I really want to do most all, what it's all about for me at the end of the day, you know, when you sit down and you really think about why you do this, it's the bits, dude. I'm here for bits. I'm here for jokes. I'm here for goofing around. I'm here for funny, funny ha-has. And there's no shortage of that when you wake up and there's a front page report of Hasidic Jews coming out of tunnels. That's right, guys. The Hasidic Jews have tunnels. The Hasidic Jews have tunnels. And it's, by God, by God, by God, is in an event. This event, dude. I didn't get anything done today. I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to do today. I had to be productive. I had a whole long list of things I wanted to do. I didn't do any of them. I just kept refreshing Twitter, and I was like, "What jokes do you got for me?" I saw the one with Cartman. That one was good. The one with Cartman, where it was what the fuck was it? Let me take that wrapper off. Yeah, there was the one with Cartman where Cartman was just like, what the fuck was he saying? Oh, yeah, it was like a picture of Cartman with a guy. Actually, I shared it. I think I did. Did I share it? I know I shared it on my Instagram. But there was a fucking picture of Cartman. No, I don't think I shared it on my Instagram. But, I did share it on my Instagram. I don't think I shared it on my Twitter. But, yeah, it was Cartman. I forget what episode it was from, but it was like Cartman standing in a hallway, and he had like a gun pointed, and it just said, he's like, "Where are the tunnels, Kyle? Where are the tunnels?" Dude, it was so good. It was so good. I'm trying to remember the other ones. It was just like everywhere you turned. I bet I could go to my Twitter right now. And it's so funny. I got to give props to Elon. People, you know, I've been like more conscious when I use my social media. And I got to be perfectly honest. I'm adult enough to admit when I'm wrong. I'm an adult. I'm a big enough an adult to admit when I'm wrong. But so there's like, you know, people are always saying like social media sucks. It's not good. It's fucking trash. It just pumps out horse shit. And I gotta tell you, if your social media is trash, I think it's a reflection on you. I'm starting to realize, like, it might be a reflection on you. Because I gotta be honest, I've been, like, more proactive. Like, I've been more proactive. Because here's the thing. I will say this. Why am I fucking... Dude, I got called out. You'll hear it when we post the episode. But I got called out on panties for... It was cracking me up, dude. I do De Niro face. I do fucking De Niro face because I'm just... I can't avoid it. I'm a fucking, like, loud Italian to my core. I don't want to be that. I think being Italian should be illegal. It's crazy. Like, they just do that in public. But, like, it's in me. It's in me, though. You know... My granddad, he was the good one. My grandpa was the good one. The rest, we should take the Jan 6 prisoners, take them out, and replace it with all Italians. Cause it's crazy. It's crazy we're still letting this happen. But regardless. Sorry, I was looking for paper because I was like, this is a good clip. I've been trying to make more clips because no one watches this shit. And I don't care that no one watches it, but I just wish the numbers were a little bit better so it wasn't embarrassing. I use this to kind of work out ideas and they eventually turn into jokes and whatever. But so I don't need the numbers to be high, but if you guys could just fucking get the YouTube numbers up, it's embarrassing. Anyway, but that's on me. We got guests coming. It's going to fix the numbers. But the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I got called out on panties last night. and it was just funny because my wife's called me out for doing. But if I get worked up and I start having like a boomer ass rant about something, I start like squinting my eyes. And you saw a minute, like 2 or 3 minutes ago, I started doing this for no fucking reason. I think it's just in you. I don't think you like learn that. I think you just, because like, I don't know. I think it's like a type of white dude getting mad that you just like fucking squint your eye. You get the fucking in your voice and whatever that means. This one too, I don't know what it means, but I feel like you feel it. You know what I mean? In the moment, you don't. I feel like you feel it. But anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, dude, it's just a good fucking time all around. Oh, social media. That's right. That's what I was saying. No, I'm legit starting to think. I'm legit starting to think, like, if your social media is ass, like, it's kind of on you. Because I've been conscious of my social media lately. I've been playing an active role in making my social media not ass. Because, like, I think what you got to... Well, okay, that's what I was saying. I will give people the benefit of the doubt, because I think you have to be aware of it. I think you have to be aware of what can happen. You know, it's like... Do you have a problem with alcohol? Be aware of that. And, you know, let's not do jello shots. Or let's, like for me, I've talked about this before. I love beer. I don't know if that's a mystery to anyone. I, Andy Malfrina, love beer. And I recognize that if I grab a case on a Friday and I tell myself, this will last me the whole weekend, it will not. So I know that. I adjust my behavior. But, and then we don't get as drunk when we shouldn't be getting as drunk or whatever. I don't know. So we're not just at home getting shithoused till 3 a.m. while your wife is asleep. So we avoid that problem. But it's just like, just do that with social media. Just like identify where you're being a retard and stop doing it. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh my God, like, because here's the thing. The apps want you there and they want you happy. So you end up watching ads and buying stuff and shit like that. So they'll adjust and they adjust very quickly. I started noticing because I started watching like football clips a little bit longer. Like, dude, you'd be amazed. Like, so my Instagram is for jacked ladies. Because if we go to my explore page right now. If we go to my explore page, yeah, it's a lot of jacked ladies on the explore page. It's a lot of workout stuff. But if you go to my TikTok, it's like mainly football, dude. It's like mainly football. Right now I'm into football clips. I was going to listen to football podcasts, but I'm just into football clips. I've been debating with actual football people. Like I saw that shit with the Falcons and the Saints. I thought that was corny. I know a lot of people are being like, oh, Falcons, maybe you shouldn't be behind all those points. Now, I thought it was corny because the Saints, from what I could tell, they were lined up in a formation going, we're gonna fucking take a knee. They were in, we're going to take a knee formation, and then they didn't take a knee. So, like, and then people are just like, well, you should have blocked the play. And it's like, well, they were signaling to them that we're going to do the chill thing and not score. They're signaling that they're not going to score a touchdown. Like, it's not a fake out. You know what I mean? It's not like a fake out like you're doing a fake punt. It's a fucking, you know, it's all signs point that we're going to do this. And then at the last, it's like, I remember I saw this clip. Dunbar, what's up, my guy? Like, I saw this one clip. It was this college football player. He went to do a fake slide, and then the dude pulled off of him, and then he hopped back up and scored the touchdown. And I remember a lot of, even myself, before I thought about it, a lot of people were like, oh, what a sick move. And you're like, no, that was actually like a dick move because the sliding is set aside so the quarterbacks don't get fucking wrecked. So there's this, like, to me, and I'm new to being a super hardcore football fan. We all know this. I'm a super hardcore football fan. Go Birds. Even though, God, boy howdy, have we been having a rough time. But regardless, super hardcore football fan. That was the kind of, like, I thought about it in the context of that dude sliding, where it's like this mutual respect where you agree to go down, we agree to not rock your shit as a QB. And I thought with the Saints-Falcons thing, there was a similar mutual respect. We embarrass you less by not running up the score so high, so you guys chill the fuck out and don't fuck, or whatever. It's like, it's that mutual respect where it's like, you know, we're signaling to you that we're not going to run the ball, so you don't have to run at us. It just seemed like a corny ass move. And then I would have respected the quarterback more. I saw that clip from the quarterback. I actually respected him less because he was dancing around it, you know, kind of being like, what? He was like dancing around it a little bit. When it's like, I would have respected the dude if been like, if the guy, not even in these words, if he was like, fuck the Falcons, they're our rivals, eat our ass, we're trying to run up the score. But he, he kind of, like, he took responsibility for it, saying that he did it the coach didn't want to do it. Or the coach did, he took responsibility in the fact that he said they decided to do it and the coach didn't decide to do it. But at the same time, he was kind of being like, what? And that's like one of my pet peeves, when it's it's the obvious thing to me, at least. Maybe sometimes it might not be, but to me, it's like the obvious thing on the table, and we're just acting like it's not there on the table. You know what I mean? It's like you're almost like half gaslighting people on this shit. It's like you're making it difficult when it doesn't have to be difficult. But yeah, that's my sidebar about social media. No, because like I got to be perfectly honest, and this goes back to the fucking Jew tunnels. Is like it was just giving me gold all day today. Pardon the pun. Gold. But yeah, it was just hitting me with bars. This shit was crazy. That's the other thing I was gonna say. Like, my TikTok's been pretty chill. I've been TikToking, and I've shit on TikTok a lot, and I get it. It's, you know, China, Chi-Con propaganda. It's Chi-Con propaganda. I get it. I fucking get it. Okay, fine. But like, I don't know, dude. It's you gotta pick your battles. Cause like, you know, I get into my car, Google Maps goes without even me asking. Dude, not even like during the week when I go to work. That would make sense because it's like so often. But like, I'll get into my car at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday and Google Maps will go, it's about 10 minutes to the supermarket. And I go, Jesus, fuck, it's tracking me a lot. You know what I mean? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You have all of these apps that you'll have all of these apps and you'll pop on the phone and it'll be like, do you want us to not track you? And you're like, absolutely. And it'll be like, cool, we're tracking you. And you're like, then why'd you ask, dude? Why'd you ask? Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is whatever TikTok's doing, it feels, I could be wrong, I don't think I'm wrong, but it feels naive to just sit there and go like, TikTok's the only one. So like, I'm just saying, like, what, like how I'm like, I don't know. Ever since I found out if people want to, they could just find your home address like pretty easily. And maybe when I move, I'll figure out the steps to kind of cover that up more. But like, from what I could tell, you know, some dude will just do some shit on fucking Twitter. People will get mad. And then a couple minutes later, some random guy is going like, I have his parents' address if you guys want it. If you guys want to go over and kill his parents, don't do that. I don't know if YouTube will confuse that. That was a joke. Parody. But like, you know what I mean? People will just fucking, it'll just be that quick. Some random dude will just be like, I have his address. Do you guys want it? I have his house. Do you want his credit card numbers? I have them. You know, it's just like, that's why that honestly to me is the great equalizer. It's the great equalizer of like, it does, you don't, as long as you're chill and you keep the balance of the internet doesn't seem to come for you like that. Now, you could have some emotional mix-ups in the moment, but generally speaking, it's like you have to just like respect the balance of the world, and the internet doesn't come for you like that. And that's what I've been doing. Ever since I found out about Anonymous, that's what I've been doing, dude. Just respecting the balance of the world. Because, like, I don't know what's happened to Anonymous, but Anonymous used to fuck. Anonymous used to fuck around, and people were finding out. People were finding out hardcore. But yeah, and I remember like seeing how quickly Anonymous could just pull up people's shit. And I'm me. I'm little old me. I'm just fucking little old opinions Andy over here. I ain't got a whole lot of know-how in the techno gadget sphere. I don't know things when it comes to that. So I go, well, it seems like the main people Anonymous fucks with are dickheads. So I'm just going to try not to be a dickhead. And that's just me living my life. It used to be my sign off. Be nice. Don't be a dick. And I think I still say it from time to time, but I would say, be nice. Don't be a dick. Always remember to be about a bitches. And that's what I try to do. I try to be nice. I try not to be a dick. And I always try to be about it, bitches. What were you saying, Dunbar? The dumb sluts keep trying to drag me to TikTok, but I've remained strong. Dude, I said it earlier. I don't know if you hopped on when I said it. My TikTok is devoid of sluts. It's crazy. Now, my Instagram is slut heavy. Like, I didn't show it, but I was talking about my, yeah, like, I'm on my explore page. So you have the grid of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you got two reels. Each of the reels are hot chicks. Actually, you know what? This refresh, it's not as many hot chicks. But the last one was like a shit ton of hot chicks. Yeah, this one's like a good mix of hardcore music, football, weightlifting, hot chicks, wrestling. And yeah. And then when I scroll through, yeah, first thing that popped up was this weightlifter girl. And then every time, if you go on Instagram and they'll give you that little slew of a couple, yeah, right here, they give you the little slew of a couple reels, hot chick working out outside, two hot chicks recording a funny thing, Doja Cat talking about something, some cute girl in a Slipknot shirt, this girl in a Spider-Man outfit shaking her titties, and then, yeah, ladies doing that ass-shaking TikTok trend. Yeah, Instagram is where they hit me with sluts. I never got on Instagram either. Social media was just never my thing, I guess. Yeah, I feel you. I always wonder. I don't think I would have stayed off. I don't know. I feel like if I was a different type of person. Well, if I was the type of person that didn't want to do comedy and all this, because it's like, let's be real about this. I do comedy. I do fucking podcasting. I do all this shit because there's, you know, it's very fun. But there's that other part where it's like, I like performing to an audience. You know, I like that you guys are sitting here listening to me talk. It makes me want to try hard and not sound like a fucking retard. You know what I mean? It's when you go up on stage and do stand up, you tell a joke, everyone laughs. That fucking rules. You want to keep doing that. Get more people laughing. So there is this element for me where I want to, it's like, you know, it's that need for attention, and Instagram or Twitter's the same way. Although my Twitter has become more pure for me lately. I used to worry about the likes and stuff and get I think it's cause I'm getting more on each tweet now, but I used to be more self-conscious about that cause I was too like, I don't know. I would just get too obsessive about like, this has to be good and this has to be good. And it's like, I've just been in the past, like couple years, I've been way more focused on like, let's just work on our talents. And the better they get, the more people want to fucking pay you money to be retarded. Yeah, my tweets have been pretty pure. They've just been me fucking blasting jokes. I tried being serious for a minute. I can't do it. I can't, like, it's not that I never do it. It's not that I never do it, but if I post a very serious tweet, well, it all depends. I'll have serious tweets on things I really know about. Actually, yeah, that's not true. It's just a lot of this, I don't know. That's a whole other conversation. But, when I'm on Twitter most of the time, I'm literally just like, I'm there to tell some jokes. Because that is like I get into a lot of this shit. Like, I always wonder if sometimes people peg me just as, like, fucking, I don't know. Andy's, like, the conspiracy political guy. And it's like, no, I like a lot of things, but at my core, like, if you had to take everything away, I'd be like, leave my jokes. Because that's all I cared about when I was younger. I was just like, I just give a fuck about being funny and cracking jokes. Everything else is extra. If you could take everything, just leave my wife and my jokes. That's all I ask. But yeah, I gotta wonder if I didn't have this need to, because it's like doing stand up, you do have that need for attention and shit like that. Even it's, you know, even the more you get that under control and stand up's my job now. So blah blah blah. It's like you still, you know, we're all capable people. We could have figured out other ways to make money. It was that urge to fucking get a little bit of attention. But yeah, I gotta wonder if I was just a dude that didn't, you know, need strangers to laugh at me. I gotta wonder if I'd want the fucking, cause I don't know. I think with that urge of like, oh, let me tell a joke. Let's see how it does. Da da da. But I don't know. I am the type of dude that likes to be like, what's the fuck? Cause like, what's the fucking conversation? Cause that's what you get on Twitter a lot of times. That's what Twitter helps you get, kind of like, you can get a vague sense of it in real time. Like today, to the topic we were talking about, because it's tunnel time. You know, you get a vague sense of like, oh, what are we talking today? What are we talking about today? Oh, Jew tunnels? Which I don't know if that's going to get me in trouble. I'm saying it in jest. I got no beef with the Jews. I've actually been taking my time to really learn about the Jews ever since October 7th. I realized I wasn't up to snuff on my Israel-Palestine knowledge. I wasn't up to snuff, so I've been really working on learning about you guys, Jews. And you know what it is? To me, it just seems like, I think I talked about it in an earlier episode, but it just seems like Israel and the Zionists, you know, those specific groups. And I'm not even going to put it on all of Israel. I'll put it on more so their, government and elites and the people, you know, the main proponents of the Zionist shit, they just seem like fibbers sometimes, man. They just seem like fibbers who don't really want to attack the real conversation. Because if they attack the real conversation, it kind of like their house of cards kind of falls down. That's the vibe I'm getting. You know, obviously on both sides, you can be like, they did that bad thing, they did that bad thing. But from what I can tell, if you look at the bigger picture, it does seem like Israel and the Zionists are, we'll put it kindly and just say, doing too much. You know what I mean? Like, I've talked about this before, but that shit where they're like, there might be a Hamas dude in that hospital. I know there's a shit ton of kids in there, but, you know, it's like they bombed a hospital or whatever, and they're like, there was a Hamas guy in there. Our hands are tied. We had to kill him that day. So if there happened to be, what? You want us to fucking, you want us to fucking figure out if there's people in the hospital? What? Oh, we should have just assumed that because it's a hospital? Okay. All right, guys. You know, I don't know. Because a lot of times with government shit, people will be like, these fucking idiots. And I don't know. Like, I look at it this way. Like, it was easy for me. You know, there's a lot of things I feel like I got to grasp on. Like, that's the right thing. You know what it is? And it, some more vaguely speaking. Like with 9/11. I don't know exactly what happened. Was it a controlled demolition? I want to say no. But the way our, like, the way our government kills people indiscriminately, what's 3,000 of us to them? You know what I mean? Like, just by that fact, you're like, yeah, I can't rule it out. It's like, it's all there. It's all there for them to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's that clip, I think it is of Madeleine Albright, where they were asking, they estimated about, what is it, like, U.S. foreign policy killed, what was it? It's like somewhere between 100,000 or 500,000, like, Iraqi kids. And they're like, do you think it was worth it? And she's like, we think it was worth it. And it's like, oh, okay. So that's how you feel about, once again, I forget the exact number, but I think it was 500,000. And you're like, oh, that's how you feel about 500,000 kids in another country? And it's like, do the math. Like, do you really think they'd give a fuck about 3,000 of us? You know what I mean? I'm not saying I have evidence that they fucking lined up the tower. I'm just saying, by that logic, you're like, I mean, you can't rule it out. You can't, dude. So wait, how was I bringing it back to my... Fuck, I forgot. I got off on a little bit of a tangent there. I forgot how I was bringing it back to my original... Oh, yeah, with the fucking... I was talking about Zionists being fibbers. Is that what I was talking about? I forget where I was going with that. I got off on a little bit of... I don't know what it... 9/11's... I gotta be honest. 9/11's a fun one to dig into because I realize this. So, like I said before... I've been trying to, because I wanted to get to the bottom of the Israel-Palestine thing. I told you before, my general consensus on that, Israel's just, I think Israel just wants the whole area of land, and they keep finding reasons to push them out and push them out, and I think they're just gonna be doing stuff like that till they get the whole area. That's my guess. That's my guess on that. I noticed because I was listening to this podcast, shout out Last Podcast on the Left. I'm going to hop into fucking Dan Carlin shit on this too, but I saw Oppenheimer. I was listening to Last Podcast on the Left talk about the Manhattan Project, and then Dan Carlin's got that supernova in the East that I'm going to hop into. And I've been noticing with that, like with the creation of the atom bomb, the procedure of like bombing them and do like all those, it's like there's like steps to it, there's a narrative to it. Like, I've been listening to Martyrmaid, and I'm almost done. Well, kind of almost done. I've got 3.5 hours left on the fifth episode, and I still got another fucking 5 hour episode to go. So, you know, still a small audiobook's worth. But in the whole scheme of the fucking thing, I'm almost done with it. I'm on the tail end of the series. But like, so it's interesting, but the problem with the whole Israel-Palestine thing is there's no, at least, it's like there's no real hard consensus, or I'm sorry, there's no real specific plot to it. Like the plot of Oppenheimer or the bomb in general is they were doing their physics. They were doing a little physics here and there, and they figured out how to, like, first Einstein figured out how to split the atom. Then I don't, like, physics is confusing as fuck, but they basically did some calculations, figured out, like, oh, if this happens, it's going to create all this energy. And then it hit all the scientists, like, oh, you'll be able to... It hit all the scientists, like, oh, you'll be able to make a bomb with that. Oh, my God, all the scientists know this. All these different countries are going to try to make a bomb now. We have to make a bomb. And then, you know, they find Oppenheimer. They wrote a letter to the government about that. Through that, they figured out Oppenheimer was the dude for that. They get Oppenheimer. they have the whole process. They realize, all right, let's go to Los Alamos. Let's set up the, that's this huge desert in New Mexico, which actually wasn't called Los Alamos. They changed the name to Los Alamos. I forget what it was actually called. But yeah, they set up this town in that desert. They make the bomb. They figure out the bomb for 3 years, yada, yada, yada. And then they fucking figure out how. Funny, interesting thing about the bomb is they couldn't just drop it. They had to, like, they couldn't just drop it, let it hit the ground, and shit goes boom. They had to figure out the right point. They had to figure out the right point to set off the bomb. Because I think how the, I think how the atom bomb worked was there was an explosion. There was a smaller explosion that caused more explosions. And it wasn't just like one boom. It was like one little boom that led to a bunch of multiple booms that turned into a fucking, a horror that is impossible to describe properly. Yeah, so then they had to figure out how to where to detonate it, because if it went too low, if it just hit the ground, basically radiation would just spill all over everywhere. And I forget what happened if it did it too high, but that also wouldn't work. You had to, like, fucking Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This height is just right to kill a bunch of Japanese. Yeah, and then they did that, and then it's talking about how Japan recovered from that. And it's the Martyrmaid podcast is really good, but for me, sometimes it's hard to follow just because it's constantly like, it's just a bunch of shit happening. It's just a bunch of shit happening at once. Yeah, so, you know, and I've noticed that with how I can, oh yeah, and that, I was talking about 9/11. That's why I brought all this up. Is 9/11's a similar 9/11 is kind of like a whodunit case. So you have, like, it's honestly like a high intensity game of fucking who, where it's like, you know, it was the dancing Israelis outside. It was the dancing Israelis outside the fucking Twin Towers with the van. You know what I mean? It's like some shit like that, which for the censors, that's a conspiracy. I actually don't know a lot about that one. I've heard people bring it up. I have not looked into what the points are behind that. But yeah, that's why, because I've, like, it's not like I'm sitting there like, ooh, oh boy, 9/11. But there's something about the way, like, 9/11 goes that it's easier to follow. Like, all the shit about it's kind of, it's, like, more interesting to follow than, because the shit with, like, Israel-Palestine, it's literally just, like, it's just the Arabs and the fucking Jews going back and forth fucking each other up. You know what I mean? It's like you get deep into the pod and you're like, this, you guys are still fighting? Dude, it literally is like, and that's what I think, this is what I've been realizing, is I think, like, a big part of that conflict is just, it's like, I think in the U.S., because we don't have, like, obviously there's traditions in the U.S., but to be honest, I feel like most, especially, like, if it's within your family and stuff like that, I feel like the hardcore traditions are shit they brought over from the old country. You know, in the U.S., like, how long have we been a country? I mean, like, you know, 1776, so, what's that, 1819... Yeah, it's like 250 years, right? We've been, like, officially a country for like 250. But even before that, like, we were here for a minute before that. All right, I did pretty good. So yeah, it's like we've only been a country for 246 years. You know, you can say 300 to add a little bit of extra time because, like, there were people bopping around. We just didn't make it official for a while. What am I trying to say? You know, so I think because of that, you know, I think it's hard for a lot of, it was hard for me until I feel like I'm starting to grasp the concept a little bit. But you gotta think, like, you know, we like the Arabs and the Jews have beefs that you can connect to the Bible and shit, right? Am I wrong about that? Because I know all the time, I know when, you know, whenever you're debating over the Israel-Palestine thing, you always bring up the fact, you're like, well, you know, it was just whatever the fuck they were called at the time. Were they Palestinians? Yeah. It's like you always bring up the fact, you're like, you know, it was Palestinians, just Palestinians for a minute. And then, you know, you guys showed up. But like, and then whenever you bring that up, they always go back to like ancient Jerusalem. And it's like, well, that's not a good measurement. It's like, no, who owns? Because like, if I'm being honest with the Israel-Palestine thing, I honestly think like, you know, there is part of you where you're just like, hey, can we just find, because at this point, you know what I mean? At this point, you don't need, sorry, I started laughing because I was about to make a fucked up joke. I mean, I'm still going to make it, but you know what I mean? Like, Israel's been going hard for the past couple months. Yeah, Israel's been doing the damn thing for the past like 2 or 3 months, however long it's been. There's a lot less Palestinians now. That's fucked up. There's a lot less Palestinians now. So like, you don't need a lot of land for them. You don't need like, can we just find an area that's similar? And the no one's at. There's got to be somewhere. I think Dave Smith. I think Dave Smith had a joke about that. I remember when I first started comedy, I got tickets to go see Big J, and I think Dave opened for him. And yeah, he had a joke about the Israel Palestine thing. He's like, just give him a fucking plot of land up in Canada, because it's like, you know, it's like the shit where you're like, you know. It doesn't seem like Israel's going to calm down till you give them the whole damn fucking thing. I just try not to think about it. Yeah, I try to, because I got to be honest, I get into my, so it's weird. I'm not into politics and history because I get like, there's a lot of people who are into politics because the political process, they're like, ooh, interesting. It's like, no, dude, I'm like an anarcho-capitalist. I don't think we need a federal government. You know what I mean? I don't think we need a government. So it's not, I don't watch it going like, ooh, this interesting process. You're like, no, I think we don't need any of this. But see, I get into it just because there's so much like propaganda and psyops fucking thrown at you all day, every day that it feels like, you know what I mean? It's like, look back at COVID. If you just listen to the mainstream or the corporate press or what like the government was telling you, you'd be fucking ultra, ultra, ultra boosted and fucking, you know, wondering why your heart stopped and shit like that. And you wouldn't have seen, you know, you wouldn't have seen your family members or touched another human being for 2 years. You know, all that shit that came out to be like, this is dumb. This is dumb. All that kind of shit. So, like, I find it all interesting as, like, for, like, you know, one, self-preservation. You know, to see, are they trying to fuck around? And how can I find out a way to avoid that? All right, that joke stunk. I apologize. And then I do get curious. I also too, I'm just fascinated with like, wait, what's the actual version of this? Cause it's like you get thrown at you so many versions of this reality. I got obsessed at a young age of like, is there one, you know, it's like if you look at a certain, if you know, say if you look at this can of seltzer and there's like, I think my eyes are regular. And then you have another person who's colorblind. Then you have another person who's another type of colorblind. We all see the can as a different color, But that doesn't mean the can's different colors. It's still one color. It's just we all perceive it as a different color. I always get fascinated going in a symbolic way, what's the actual color of the can? You know, if you kind of extrapolated that to other situations. So that's why I got interested. I heard a bunch of sides of the Israel-Palestine thing, and I looked into it, and now I'm like, oh, it just seems like my short version of the Israel-Palestine thing is basically both sides have legitimate grievances. I just think the Zionists have been doing a little too much the whole time. You know, like I said, they were like, well, we have to get Hamas. It's like, well, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to kill a shit ton of innocent civilians for one Hamas soldier. And don't give me this bullshit. Like, well, they voted for him. So the whole country, you know, the whole country's terrorist. Don't give me that shit. I don't know if they let you openly discuss this on YouTube, but they definitely won't stand for you laughing while discussing it. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that gets me attention and I can actually, people actually watch this then. I don't know. I'm basically doing this on YouTube till I get kicked off. Then I'll hop over to Rumble. But it feels like I don't want to just start on Rumble. I want to actually give myself a chance on YouTube. And then we can eventually go to Rumble. Because Rumble seems chill about that stuff. Rumble seems chill. But I think I'm in a place where I think I'll stay on YouTube till I get kicked off. Because I don't know. I don't mind, like, I remember I was talking to some people. Some people get real bent out of shape on, like, the Rumble label. I don't mind it. I mean, I don't know. I used to let that stuff bother me more. I just think, So the reason I prefer YouTube, like, politically, I prefer Rumble. But based off, because I always said, like, I like doing No More Heroes because I want to make No More Heroes like a political podcast for people who don't like politics. So it's like, yo, don't worry. We're going to talk about politics, but I'm going to try to do it in a way that's like entertaining and not exhausting and annoying. You know what I mean? I'm not going to try to be like stuffy and nerdy about it. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to be like fucking chill and pretty fucking fun about politics. And yeah, it's just like there's just more people on YouTube. So try to appeal to that. But yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, I apologize. It's supposed to be tunnel time, but I haven't had a lot of tunnel time. It's interesting. Let's pull up an article because I was seeing, you know, it was funny. I was going to have a bunch of like, well, I mean, like, I feel like we've seen the videos, but I've been seeing a bunch of stuff about it. Like I saw this, where the fuck do I grab the fucking copy link? There we go. What's this, Dunbar? What's that emoji? You rubbing your head? No, I've been seeing a lot of stuff about the tunnel time. Like this, like I saw a bunch of stuff and then I saw this. I found this account. They were having some interesting tweets, but so the thing happened at the, and if you don't know what happened, oh, it's a salute. Gotcha. If you don't know what happened, Dunbar, basically it was at this, it was called the Chabad headquarters. Yeah, Chabad of the Upper East Side, their headquarters, Hasidic group, I believe. Or no, am I stupid? Is Chabad the name rather than being Hasids? They're Chabads? They're Chabadas? I'm going to need... they're an Orthodox Jewish Hasidic dynasty. So they're a group of Hasids. Is that offensive? I said Hasids to someone earlier today and they gave me a weird look. I just thought that was like the short way. It's like when people got fucked up on tranny and they were like, wait, tranny's offensive? I thought that was just short for transgender. I don't say tranny though. I would never say that. But yeah, okay, so this thing here, It says, let me get bigger. It says the Chabad headquarters where they found the tunnels are less than a mile away from Jeffrey Epstein's formerly primary residence. The tunnels are full of bloody mattresses and baby carriages. The tunnels were discovered just days after a massive Epstein info dump. So the info dump part is right, but I didn't see anything about... So here's the problem with a lot of the conspiracy shit is they kind of... You see stuff. So with the mattress thing, let's see if I have that link. I saved a shit ton of videos. But with the mattress thing, the thing he's referencing to, and let's see if I have a video of that saved. Because I did save a shit ton. Oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. And this was weird. This was weird and uncomfortable. excuse me. I haven't really looked into it. Gotcha. But, yeah, so... I'm surprised they recorded all this video of this. Like, I don't know whose camera this is. I don't know whose camera this is. Because from what I'm clearly not an expert on Hasid, on the Hasidic community. But, like, I wonder if the person filming this is part of the Hasidic community, is part of the Chabad temple. Because I would feel like you wouldn't want a lot of video of this. Even if they weren't... Well, no. I don't know if they're doing... Well, I don't know what the fuck the tunnels are for. You know, I saw a lot of, like... I saw a lot of jokes and stuff, but I don't know what the actual... Like, what the actual use for these fucking tunnels are. And then I saw a lot of people say, like... I saw a lot of people say, like, they were for COVID. Which... I mean, maybe, like, yeah, a lot of people said they were for fucking COVID, and I was like, well, I mean, for what, to go house to house? Because you could just walk to each other's house, you know what I mean? Like, I don't fully understand why you would need that for COVID, and then on top of that, like, the Hasidic community, I was actually giving them major props during COVID. The Hasidic community was, like, the biggest... They were the best at telling the fucking cops to fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, it would be the height of COVID, and you would just see... Like, the whole neighborhood would file into the fucking middle of the intersection and just be, like, fucking vibing. Like... Eat, like, yo, your mandates can eat my matzah, dude. Was that a bad joke? Whatever, man. You know what I mean? Like, they just be fucking chilling. And, yeah, dude, like, so, I don't know. Like, tunnels to avoid COVID. And then I saw something where it was saying, like, those tunnels were 6 months old. I don't know, but that's the thing. That's why, going back to that original post, is, you know... This shit's been a fucking day. I don't know. Like, you definitely didn't get fucking DNA report or whatever the cops would do if they would, like, test the beds and stuff like that. You didn't get DNA reports or whatever the fuck they would be called about the beds yet. So you're just assuming they're bloody. Now, granted, here, I'll show the fucking video. And I don't know if this is, I apologize if this is not okay for YouTube. But if you see them there, well, first off, okay, you got tunnels. That's weird enough. And now there's small beds. Like, what? Who was sleeping in there, guys? That's weird. That's fucking weird, guys. Why are you sleeping? Who's sleeping in these small beds in your tunnels? In your building that's... apparently a few blocks away from Epstein's building. I'm not going to put that on them. I don't know if that's... There's a lot of buildings near Epstein's building. Now, there's not a lot of buildings with tunnels. You know? But, yeah. So, they're, like, there. Yeah. So, that's, like, the one... You see that... Yeah. I mean, that... does look like blood. You see him just throw... But then at the same time, this is very, maybe not turn the volume up too loud, but at the same time, this is very nonchalant. This is a very nonchalant way to act if this is your Epstein fuck tunnels. You know what I mean? Very nonchalant way to act for the boys. Damn, this must have been a fucking day for them. Because, like, the thing about these dudes, and this is why they're so quick to be like, to tell the cops to fuck off. Yeah, there is something. Yeah, I don't know. The tunnel gives me bad vibes. I'll be straight up. The tunnel gives me bad vibes, but their unapologetic ability to just be like, to just fucking counteract what the cops are trying to do, it's respectable to a degree. You gotta respect the balls on these gentlemen. But, you know, we gotta figure out what that tunnel's for, man. We gotta figure out what the tunnel's for. Yeah. So a lot of shit's going on. And yeah, I didn't do a deep dive into the tunnels. I didn't do a deep dive. There was a lot of shit interesting going on about them. Let me double check to see if I had anything else. Oh, this was really... This is one of... You see these tweets a lot of times where someone goes like, I'm never deleting this app. And this is like the most purest form of this. Dude, this goes back. I know I was doing a whole shtick earlier. I was having a whole fanfare to myself. I was being a silly goose with everything, but like, you know, people be like, "Oh, why are you on Twitter so often?" And I'm like, dude, this is why. Look at this shit. Wait, let's make it bigger. Look at this shit. Yeah, this guy, whoever Richard is, some of you owe me an apology. And he said this in December 11th, 2023. I swear I keep hearing Yiddish under the floor in my New York apartment. I live at ground level and we have no basement. And then this happens and the dude retweets that and he goes, I am not crazy. Now, I don't know if that's real. Let's look up this dude's... Let's look up this dude's fucking Twitter. What's his name? Richard Strotcher. Richard Strotcher. Does this guy not exist? Did I get duped? Did I get duped? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wait. There he is. Thank God. This is about to feel like a fucking... Dope. Is this real? No way. This was real? Some of you owe me an apology. I swear I keep hearing Yiddish under the floor in my New York apartment. Dude. No way. For the record, I had to delete my original post months ago because people called me schizophrenic and anti-Semitic. Dude, that's amazing. Dude, this is real. No way. All right, that dude looks like a fucking... That dude looks like a Ben Shapiro baby. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I don't know if shit's weirder than it's ever been, or we just have access. You know, because I was thinking about this listening to the podcast about the Manhattan Project. And like a big thing that happened with that was they like dropped it. You know, they kind of, you know, they didn't, they're dropping a bomb. You don't really have news there. You don't have news people there. So you just kind of like tell everyone what happened. And then I believe it was a couple months later, they had some reporters and shit. Excuse me. I apologize. A couple months later, they had reporters and shit go over there and actually like check it out and interview people and talk to them and figure it out. And then they wrote, I got to look up what the dude's name was because I kind of want to get his book because he wrote this piece for the New York. It was funny. Oh, yeah, that's right. He went over for the government. He went over for the government, and it was like he it was like so it was so much more catastrophic than he could have realized. And then he was like, "Well, I'm not sending this to the government so they can edit out all the bad shit and do stuff like that." He's like, "I'm probably gonna fucking." He went straight to the New York Post. No, the New Yorker, I think they said it was. He went straight to the New Yorker and was like, yo, I got this. And then they did a full... They dedicated a whole issue to his story and then eventually turned it into a book and stuff. And then people read that and it fucked up a lot of Americans. Because I think also people were, if I'm remembering correctly, I think also people were figuring out like we didn't have to drop the bomb. Like, Japan was, it was funny, like, Japan was, like, ready to surrender. We just kept doing this thing. I don't know, I think the U.S. did this intentionally, because they understood Japan's culture, and the U.S. was, like, hyping things up to a point where they were trying to, like, bitch up Japan, and, I always forget what it was called, something surrender. I forget what the fucking term is called, but they basically wanted Japan just like an absolute complete surrender. We did everything wrong. You know, they just completely give up. And you know, they were like, "Well, you got to give us something. You can't just fucking have it all. You got to give us something." And cuz Japan has like a real honor culture and shit. So you can't just do that to them. You can't just bitch up a whole country. You'll have massive suicides. So, yeah, you can't just do that. So, like, Japan would never give in. So that was the U.S.'s excuse. Like, we don't want to do this, but they just won't give up. And it's like, well, you didn't give them great parameters to give up in. But then they dropped the bomb, which they didn't have to do. They didn't have to do. They could have done... They could have had talks, is what I'm trying to say. They could have had talks. Excuse me. Why did I bring that up? I think I'm running out of steam. I think it's a good time to possibly wrap this up. But wait, why did I bring that up? No one will ever know. Oh, the tunnels, it'll be interesting to figure out. I don't know what the fuck they're for. Probably could have read an article about it, but I'm ready to get out of here. I think we did the damn thing. I'm going to try to do a lot more of these. Thank you for hanging out. I like doing these because I just like talking. That's more than apparent. And I actually was thinking about it. I'm like, this helps me. It helps me actually like write jokes. Because it helps get my brain thinking and, like, just talking and doing stuff like this. Because I'm not good at, like, sitting down and writing. So just being able to, like, talk shit out like this, it actually kind of helps me with jokes and stuff like that. So I was thinking about that. I want to start doing this a lot more. So I'm gonna try to get into, like, a lot more regular streams. They will most likely be in the evening when I do them. So look out for them. Stay posted to my Twitter. Stay posted to my social media. Yeah. I love y'all. Thank you for hanging out, Dunbar. If there's anyone else, thank you for hanging out. Until next time, have a good one. Be about it. Peace.